Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. In the middle of 表示在什么什么之间。它可以表示在一个空间的中间，也可以表示在做某事的中间。比如说 ,In the middle of the room 表示在屋子的中间。那如果是 in the middle of dinner, 就是表示在吃晚饭的时候。比如说 ,He is standing in the middle of the room. 他站在屋子的中间。再比如说 ,I was in the middle of dinner when he called. 他打给我的时候我正在吃晚饭。Employ,动词表示雇佣。雇佣某人呢就是 employ somebody。比如说 ,The company employed several new staff. 公司雇佣了几个新员工。那如果是 self-employed,self 可以表示自我的。self-employed, 字面上理解就是自我雇佣。它的意思是表示个体经营的、单干的、自由职业的。I'm self-employed, 就是我是自由职业者。我们在 employ 的后面加上两个 e, 就变成了名词，表示雇员。Employee, employee. OK, 我们来听一下今天的对话。你还好吗？在忙吗？
What's up? Are you in the middle of something?
是啊，我正在算这个月我能赚多少钱。
Yeah, I'm just working out how much money I've earned this month.
这不是应该由你的公司给你算吗？
Doesn't your company work that out for you?
我现在不在公司上班了。上个月被公司解雇之后，我决定自己干。
I don't work for a company anymore. After I got fired last month, I decided to become self-employed.
真的吗？太好了。那到现在为止你干得怎么样了？
Really? That's exciting. How do you like it so far?
我可以想什么时候起床就什么时候起床。想休息的时候也不用征求任何人的同意。
Well, I can wake up whenever I want.And I don't have to ask anyone's permission to take a break.
听起来不错。
That sounds good.
实际上，我现在工作的时间比以前长多了，但是我不太介意，因为我一个人说了算。
Actually, I'm working more hours now than I did before, but I don't mind as much.Because I'm the one making decisions.
收入如何?
How's the pay?
我不想说这个,这是我的私事。
I'd rather not say. It's kind of a personal thing.
What's up? Are you in the middle of something?
Yeah.I'm just working out how much money I've earned this month.
Doesn't your company work that out for you?
I don't work for a company anymore. After I got fired last month, I decided to become self-employed.
Really? That's exciting. How do you like it so far?
Well, I can wake up whenever I want, and I don't have to ask anyone's permission to take a break.
That sounds good.
Actually, I'm working more hours now than I did before,
but I don't mind as much because I'm the one making decisions.
How's the pay?
I'd rather not say. It's kind of a personal thing.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 想要参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字即可加入。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.